Texte 41. It's time to end failed war on drugs. One of England's most senior police officers has called for Class A drugs to be decriminalised and for the policy of prohibition to be radically revised. In a dramatic move that will reignite the debate over the so-called war on drugs, Mike Barton, Durham's chief constable, has suggested that the NHS could supply drugs to addicts, breaking the monopoly and income stream of criminal gangs. Comparing drugs prohibition to the ban on alcohol in 1920s America that gave rise to Al Capone and the Mafia, Barton argues that criminalising the trade in drugs has put billions into the pockets of criminal gangs. Drug policy reformers have praised Barton's challenge as sensible and courageous. Writing in The Observer, Barton said, "If an addict were able to access drugs via the NHS or something similar, then they would not have to go out and buy illegal drugs. Buying or being treated with, say, diamorphine is cheap. Not all crime gangs raise income through selling drugs, but most of them do, in my experience. So offering an alternative route of supply to users cuts their income stream off. Drugs should not, of course, be freely available. Since 1971 and the Misuse of Drugs Act, prohibition has put billions into the hands of villains who sell adulterated drugs on the streets. If you started to give a heroin addict the drug therapeutically, we would not have the scourge of hepatitis C and AIDS spreading among needle users. I'm calling for a controlled environment, not a free-for-all. Addicts, Barton said, must be treated and cared for, and encouraged to break the cycle of addiction. They do not need to be criminalised. Decriminalisation and offering a controlled legal supply would also deal a mortal blow to criminal gangs and dent their image among some young people as glamorous gangsters. Decriminalising their commodity will immediately cut off their income stream and destroy their power." He further added, "If the war on drugs means stopping every street corner turning into an opium den and discouraging the mass consumption of laudanum, as was the case in the 19th century, then it has succeeded. But if the war on drugs means trying to reduce the illicit supply of drugs, then it has failed." Barton joins a small band of senior UK police officers who have demanded a major rethink on drugs prohibition. They, in turn, are joined by the likes of Guatemala's president, Otto Perez Molina, the entrepreneur, Richard Branson, 500 top leading US business figures, The Economist magazine and The Observer, in calling for an alternative, including an end to outright prohibition. It is estimated that some $100 billion is spent fighting the war on drugs each year across the world. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2013.